We're going to get started in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Anchor by Spotify. It is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. This is what I use for my podcast, and it is fantastic. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to the March or Die podcast. Glad to have you with me today. And I'm super excited about today's episode. My very first guest on the March or Die podcast. If you follow along with this podcast, and I hope that you do, I think we have 26 episodes up to this point. Typically, what I do is I take 15 or 20 minutes to break down some principles for moving forward when your life feels like it's falling apart. And we've all had those moments. Some of us are living through those moments right now. Those moments where we hit a wall or we find ourselves in a battle that we did not expect. And it seems like our world is falling apart. I sum up all of these principles with the very simple phrase, march or die. That sums it all up for me. March or die. I talk about this a lot. You can go back and listen to previous episodes about where exactly that came from. But what that means to me is that in life, when things are difficult, you only have two choices. You can march, putting one foot in front of the other, or you can stay where you are and die. Now, most of the time, that's not a physical death, although, you know, particularly in the veteran community and in other communities as well, the pressure is so overwhelming with the battles of life that folks really do decide to just give up. But all of us know what it is to die on an emotional level or relational, spiritually. We just give up. We just say, you know what? I can't go forward anymore. We only have two choices when life seems like it's out of control. We can stay where we are and die, or we can march. Principally, that's it. I've talked about these things and I've developed these principles and had the privilege today of speaking with someone that I've known for many years. Steve Arms is a former United States Marine, retired after 28 years of service. He is someone that I served with, and I say served with, really I worked for a period of time in Iraq, and man, an incredible bio, and I'm going to read that to you here in just a second. Looking forward to this conversation. I know it'll be an encouragement to you. Before we jump into that, though, if you are on YouTube and have not yet subscribed to the channel, subscribe. Then hit the notification bell. That lets you know when this and other content comes online. And I'd love to share that out with you. Go ahead and leave me a comment. Share this out if you know someone that would benefit from it. And that would be fantastic. I do this show for one reason, to be an encouragement to you, to give some principles for moving forward. We all know what it's like to deal with difficulties in life. And there are some great principles that we can use for moving forward. My guest today is Stephen Arms, and as I mentioned, retired from the United States Marine Corps after 28 years of service. Currently, he is the operational lead in the United States and a coach with Walton Endurance. He talks about that a little bit in this interview. A number of things on the sports side. An incredible military career, but an incredible athlete as well. 2016 U.S. Marine Corps Athlete of the Year. From 2005 to 2018, he was on the All-Marine National Triathlon Team, California State Champion for Triathlon in 2016, California State Champion for Duathlon in 2015, Bronze Medalist in the Triathlon in the 2015 World Military Games, U.S. Cycling Certified Coach, USA Track and Field Certified Coach, and as I mentioned, served in the United States Marine Corps for 28 years, incredible things accomplished over a life, as well as serving in combat, as I mentioned, a Bronze Star for Valor, and now, In addition to all of those things, as if those weren't enough, he and his family have started an apparel company, Skur Brand Country Coastal Apparel, which we talk about at the end of the interview as well. So thankful and honored that he would be with me, and I trust that you will enjoy our conversation. Steve Arms, great to have you on the podcast today. Thank you for making time to join me. My very first guest on the March or Die podcast, so really stoked to have you.
I feel honored, Jeremy. Thanks.
we've known each other for a long time. I was doing the math this morning. We first met, and I mentioned this in an email, but we first met when I was attending infantry officer course. You were in Quantico for something, maybe a school or something, and you came out to IOC to see the lieutenants who were going to be going to 1-5. That was the very first time we met. That was in 2000. That was a long time ago.
It seems like yesterday, though.
So. It seems like yesterday. It was drizzly and rainy here the other day, and I told my wife, this is exactly what it was like when Steve Arms came out to see us. It was downpouring that day. I don't know if you remember it, but we were out in the field. And it was downpouring and cold, and that was a good time. And then we served together at 1-5. I used the name March or Die for my book and for a lot of other things for this show. And the principle of March or Die, that movement principle, came from an event that happened. We're almost to the anniversary, April 1st of 2003, on the Saddam Canal, or a bridge over the Saddam Canal. Of all of the things that I've done in my life, one of the moments that sticks out the most, a crazy, crazy day.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Crazy. I've told that story before, but we were there together, and man, it's just great to be able to spend some time together. I'm thankful for social media because it allows us to stay connected, and it's been good over the years to be able to do that. We'll jump into it. My goal for this show, for anyone that listens, is to talk about principally what do we need to do to move forward when things are difficult, and all of us struggle. All of us have, you know, those ups and downs and those trials in our lives, some more than others. I talk about these things in terms of battle or, you know, obstacles or whatever. One of the things I forget to do sometimes, though, is talk about the importance of reflecting on the good things that have happened in our lives. And your career is incredible. By any measure, your life and your career have been unbelievable. 28 years in the Marine Corps, served in a number of capacities, from combat to, you know, command and all of the things that you did there. Professional athlete, incredible sports career, athletic career. I know one of the highlights for you has been coaching your sons in sports and some of the things that they've done. We'll talk about some principles for moving forward, but what are some of the highlights over a long career of both of those things, and parenting and being a husband, and some of those moments in your life you'd say, I would never want to not have those included in my history?
Well, I mean, outside of marrying my bride of 28 years and my two boys, I think the other big one is just simply being a Marine. I mean, because of the experiences that we all go through as Marines, you know, and that brotherhood and that bond that you have, you know, you mentioned we're coming up on the anniversary, and it's talking to you this morning, Jeremy, it's like we never left. I mean, we're back on the Saddam Canal getting ready for that attack. It just, the time does not make a difference. And so I think being a Marine, and honestly, the experiences that we face, you just don't see that anywhere else. And I was thinking, you know, off the top of my head here, of a couple incidences, that you just wouldn't experience anywhere else, you know, outside the Marine Corps. You know, 5-man reconnaissance team going in for a 24-hour mission. LZ is a frozen lake. Helicopter breaks through the ice. You survive that. You get out of the helicopter, and the blizzard of a century comes in. You're stuck on a mountaintop for nearly 2 weeks with, you know, 1 day supply of food, and your batteries run out for your comm. To being in a 53 doing some mid-air refuelings, and they hit the fuel thing, and the fireball goes down the aircraft, and, you know, it's a hard landing, to what we experienced in Iraq. I mean, those are things that, you know, you look back, they're terrifying at the time, but you look back on them now and you're like, all right, things could always be a little bit worse. You
know? Right.
So being a Marine, to me, is really defined, and I set things up for the rest of my life as far as one of those highlights and something I'm extremely proud to have been able to serve.
It's crazy that, you know, we can look back and those all those incidents you just described are something that would be considered traumatic by any standard, probably. It's funny that we can grow through those. And sometimes on the other side of those become, you know, our best memories because of what took place, how bad it was, and the process of overcoming on the other side. And I think we miss that sometimes. The struggle sometimes really is the thing that propels us forward and the things that we won't forget.
Sure, sure.
How important is, and you know, whether this is on the, you know, the military side or on a sports side, you know, how important is it for us to reflect, to look back on the difficult times that we overcame or just the good things that we've been able to experience in our lives? I feel like we can become so overwhelmed with the trials and the difficulties of life that we don't stop long enough to go, you know what? It has been worse and it could be worse. Or I've experienced some wonderful things in my life and I'm very thankful for that. This is not that bad. How important is that process of reflection?
Well, I think it's absolutely critical, whether it's, you know, the after action from a military mission or breaking down a race where you didn't perform as well as you thought you could perform. But I think that reflection, that looking back is absolutely critical to make things better moving forward. And I think it really kind of comes down to two buckets, if you will. There may be some more, but for me, it's really events that have happened and then your upbringing. And I don't mean just as a kid, I mean all the way through your life. And I think with the events side of things, for folks that can experience hardships, I think it gives you a perspective that you may not have had you not gone through that hardship. But I think it also gives you some compassion and understanding for others that may be going through a difficult time and that are struggling. And when you're faced with tough times in the future, I think you can reflect back on, you know, how bad this is compared to a past experience. And you survived that. So use those coping mechanisms to move forward in present day. But I think it gives you empathy for others that, okay, I've been in a similar situation as you. And you kind of have a better understanding of that. So, I mean, fortunately for, you know, we got back from Iraq. You know, I left 1-5, it was a second deployment. But fortunately, the next duty station I went to, you know, I had folks that were 1-5 with me at that second duty station. And it wasn't only a similar type shared experience, it was the same shared experience.
Yeah, right.
Whereas other folks, you know, left and they didn't have that support network there. So to reflect back upon, and I think having, if it's not the same experience, a similar type experience for an event is absolutely critical. But I think it's also the upbringing. I mean, the Marine Corps is a perfect example of, we come from all walks of life into the military, but we bond together and become a brotherhood. So, and just looking, you know, my wife versus myself and coming up as a kid prior to the military, you know, she came from Davis, California, college town. Her dad was a doctor, professor. The normal track for a kid in Davis, California was you go to high school, you go to college. In that town, probably 99% of the people have college degrees. Most have masters, a lot have doctorates. My upbringing, where my family's from, you know, in the Appalachian region in the Southwest or Southeast United States in North Carolina and Tennessee, that was not the typical path you did.
Yeah,
and
right.
Ireland and Scotland. I mean, it's all a tough place to grow up in. But for me, that was normal. If you wanted something, you went and worked for it, and you, no quarter was given and no quarter was taken. I mean, you fought for it and, you were successful.
Yeah.
So both experiences are different. Both are good and in their own ways. But I think understanding that folks come from a whole different variety of backgrounds, and there is an ability to change. If you're not satisfied with that environment, you can change it and move forward. So, you know, and I think anybody that's been through boot camp or officer candidate school and served at least, you know, a tour in the Marine Corps, I think we all have the tools to be successful. Otherwise, we would never have gotten through that entry level.
Right. Pipeline.
So, and then you start adding on all the experiences that you have throughout that time in the service. I think that those really help. That coupled, you know, with faith can really give you something to reach back on in your toolkit to move forward.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think of when I think of mentorship and I talk about mentorship and teachers, you know, you're a coach now professionally, and really that's kind of an extension, I think, of what you've done in your career probably. But I think about the influences in my life, how we were brought up. You know, my dad was, you know, a tremendous influence in my life, still is. I know you talk about your dad often as well. And I'm so thankful for that influence. But I was raised in a, you know, a very conservative Christian home, ended up in the Marine Corps. I had no context at all for that. And by God's grace, I ended up at 1-5 because it was an amazing experience. And I ended up, you know, Cal Wirth, he was my CO, incredible Marine Corps career. But I mean, day one, I met him. My platoon was out in the field. He was just checking in. And he said, "Your platoon's out in the field." I said, "That's great. I guess I'll see them on Friday." He said, "You will see them tomorrow morning because you're going to meet them." But he really served, you know, in that first couple of years as in that role of mentor. And he understands that. And he taught me in a lot of ways. He was kind of, you know, my Marine Corps dad at that point, just in the mentorship's point and teaching me so many things. And you know, I ended up working for you, really. Pete Farnham was my company commander in weapons company, but in your role, I was responsible to you for the things that we did in Iraq. And, you know, Cal Wirth, you, Pete Farnham, General Padilla, you know, these men understood how to mentor and teach young lieutenants who were trying to figure it out, to the point that when we were in Iraq and we were dealing with some very, very difficult things, we knew what to do. We had a foundation to move forward on. And that mentorship model for me, I say this and I don't think people take me seriously. It's changed the way I look at the world. It changed everything for me because I understand exactly what you're saying. You can come from wherever, it doesn't matter. But if there are some strong people in the world, in your life, that are willing to invest in you, there's no reason you can't be successful. That coaching is so critical, or mentorship, whatever you call it. It's so critical to move forward in difficult seasons and difficult times.
Absolutely.
Which then it makes it ironic that we want to isolate when we're trying to trying to deal with things. What we need is help, and that's not what we always end up with. Apart from what you just mentioned, what are some other principles that you would say, maybe you'd even, you know, to an athlete? Endurance sports are different than other sports. You know, I messaged you about a month ago. I signed up for an endurance event, and man, every day I regret signing up for that event. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing, but it's different. And that's, you spent your whole life in endurance sports and now coaching endurance athletes. And then, you know, in combat and those things, apart from what you just mentioned, what are some other principles that you would say are critical for moving forward?
Well, and I, you know, you bring up sports and I, especially endurance sports, I mean, and General Dunford used to, or Colonel Dunford at the time used to talk about, you know, the physical toughness leads to mental toughness. And I think what he was, and these are my words, not his, but I think what he was saying is that through physical hardships, from a physical endurance perspective, anyway, hiking, running, whatever, cycling, it kind of calluses the mind in a good way, but to make you mentally, stronger. And, but I think whether it's an athlete, just a person in life, I think having some kind of vision, I mean, everyone gets ready to leave the Marine Corps and you get bombarded with, what are you going to do after? And that's probably the hardest question, because I mean, you don't know clearly what's going to happen, you know, down the road. At least I didn't, but you kind of have a vision. And I guess an analogy I've used in the past is in 1988, graduated high school, wanted to go into business. So entered college as a business major. That's a pretty broad perspective of business. You know, 2 years later, because I like the artistic side of drawing and creating things on media type things, advertisements, 2 years later, it was marketing advertising. But that same year in 1990, I started working for an advertising marketing firm as an internship. And while the work was awesome and what I thought I wanted to do, looking around the office, there wasn't a team there. And I've been a part of team sports my entire life. So, and not long after that, you know, the officer, selection officer came around talking to the guys, some of the guys on the team. And I thought that might be the team that I was looking for, because after college, what concerned me was in 2 years, I wasn't going to have a team that I'd known really my entire life. So, so in a 4 year period, I went from being a guy who's going to go into business, probably in the LA area, to going to the Marine Corps as an instrument. I mean, those are about as far apart as you can get,
right.
And then even fast forwarding to 2016, I didn't expect to spend more than probably 3 or 4 years in the Marine Corps, but that teamwork and that bond kind of kept going down that path. But in 2016, I'm going to retire, and that was my plan. I'm going to retire. I'm going to go into high school sports and be a coach. Marine Corps threw another carrot out there and said, hey, can you do one more year at Camp Pendleton? Sure, but I'm going to retire at 17. And now I'm going to go into college sports. I'm going to coach at the college level. And General Neller threw out in 2017, a year later, would you be interested in staying at the Marine Corps Human Performance Office and our division? And I thought, well, it's not college sports, it's not high school sports, but it's dealing with human performance and it's dealing with Marines. So, that led me down to that path. But then getting out, being able to, I had a resume, but I never submitted anywhere, never did a job interview. And to be able to, because of the connections and that team and that structure, come into, running operations for a global organization that coaches, consulting with another human performance company, and then starting my own company. That was not in 1988 to today. That was not the roadmap that I would have laid out for myself. So I think the critical piece is that regardless of what you're in, just kind of have a vision of where you want to go. And it may not be exact and you may not like it and you'll divert and go to something else, but the wider you can cast that net out, and the larger support network, groups, organizations, whatever it is that interests you, do a lot of different things and then find your way. Looking at some of the Marines, we had 1-5 with us. They're doing, Van Buskirk's running his own business up in Virginia. Jeremy's got his own gym down in Texas. It's amazing what these guys have done, and they've all been wildly successful in life because of, I think they had a vision. And they had the guts and the courage, maybe because of what they learned in the Marine Corps, to go for it and see what happens.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's great. I talk about how, where I was raised and where I ended up and where I am now, none of these were part of the plan. And you have to, as you mentioned, just be willing to walk the path, and somehow all those pieces come together, and keeping that perspective is really important. Before we jump off, I'd love to sit here and talk all day. I know you have a job. So, before we jump off, you mentioned you started an apparel company with your wife. Skur apparel. Can you talk about that name? I've read on your website what it means. Talk about that, where it came from, and why you started that.
Well, this past December, my youngest son, Ryan, came home first before Eric did. He was here a few days before, and he was going through an old scrapbook of mine that I had from high school. And in the scrapbook was the Skur logo. It was just a logo of a thing I had to do for art class in high school. And it was the original print of the drawing I made in high school. Oh, wow. I stuck in a scrapbook, hadn't looked at it since probably 87, 86.
Wow.
And I drew it in Okinawa, Japan. Dad was stationed over in Okinawa, and we were there for high school. And Ryan says, "Hey, that would look really cool on a t-shirt." And thought about it for a minute, and I said, "All right." And we didn't have a name yet. And so he's like, "It looked really cool in a hat too, and maybe a sweatshirt." And so I said, "All right, well, before we do that, we have to kind of come up with a name." And I just took the first initials of Stephen, Carla, Eric, and Ryan, and Skur. And ironically, it was my wife's Norwegian, and it meant rock in the sea, which the country and the coast is kind of what our two interests are. And so a month later, we launched Skur, and it's off and running. So it's fun. It's a fun business to do, especially with the family. So, again, not something December 15th I thought I'd be doing, but it's been great.
So. That's really cool. Where can people check out the apparel and order t-shirt, hat, sweatshirt?
Our website is skurbrand.com. They can go on there and shop away, and we'll push out to them very quickly.
Oh. Awesome, man. Thank you so much. It has been a great conversation. We need to do it again and maybe get some of the other guys on as well. But thank you for taking the time. You said you have 500 athletes showing up today that you have to onboard. So,
well, they're coming on. Today's our big conference call. 500 athletes really around the world for a big cancer fundraiser we're doing in September. They're going to ride across the United States on two different routes. They're going to do six countries in Europe and then continent to continent in Japan. So all this is happening simultaneous in September, October. So we're juggling some cotton balls in the winter. it's all good.
That's all awesome. Good. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And man, for so much your influence on my life, but you know, just your consistency and faithfulness. And thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for talking to me.
What a great conversation. Some wonderful principles for moving forward. And I hope that you enjoyed it the first time, that you'll go back and listen to those things again a second time and begin to implement those in your life. The principle of looking back and even considering some of the trials and the difficulties that you've come through, some of those events that perhaps in the moment you thought were terrible that helped to build you, to build maybe some grit inside of you, to give you some perspective that can make you more compassionate toward others. Man, some incredible, incredible principles. Go back and listen to that again. So thankful to Steve Arms for spending some time with me. He's very, very busy, and I was very excited. I said very several times there, but I was very excited when he said that he would come on for a few minutes. So really, really appreciate that. Go check out the apparel brand, Skur Brand Apparel, and that information as well was in the interview. Go find that, and I know that you will be blessed with what they have there. Check it out. And again, remember, as always, when it seems like your world is falling apart, and that happens from time to time, it happens as part of life. When that happens, you only have two choices. You can stay where you are. You can give up. You can die emotionally, relationally, spiritually. You can just say, "I'm not going to do it anymore." Or you can march, putting one foot in front of the other, getting to a place where you can better impact the enemy, and coming out on the other side victorious. March or die. What are you going to do? Thankfully, the choice is up to you. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.